This is KAYT-FM, 81 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Hello, everybody. It's a blessing to be on this radio station today. And I just thank God that I'm able to come and be a witness for the Most High King. Today we're going to be looking at in Matthew 21, chapter 22nd verse. We're going to be talking about miracles. Jesus still performed the same miracles he performed years ago in the Old Testament. Matter of fact, he the same God, never changed. But let's talk about it. Right now, let's say a prayer. Father, we thank you for the power of your word, from the living word, power of your living word. Lord, take these lips of clay that you made and use for your glory. Hide me, Father. Holy Ghost, speak to your child today, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I need you to speak to me, to speak to your people. Father, use me for your glory, and I be so careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that due to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We are looking at Matthew's, the 21st chapter, and the 22nd verse. And it says, all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Now, it didn't say might, and it didn't say something. He say, all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer and you believe. See, that's the key. Believing, you shall receive it in the name of Jesus. See, we got to have faith in our prayer life. We got to know God is a good God. And he hears the prayers of the righteous. And I thank God today for everything that he's doing in my life. That's why I'm saying this, and I want y'all to get this today. And he said, whatsoever you shall pray, believing it, that it shall come to pass. He the same miracle working God. Huh? It says in Matthew 7:7. He said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. He said, knock, and it shall be open unto you. What are you asking him for today? Huh? You in need of a healing? Ask him. Seek him. Believe he can do it. Because he the same God. He have not changed. All he's waiting on, you. He's waiting on you to ask him. Huh? If you look at Mark 11:24, he say, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Do you believe that he the same God? Do you believe he can heal you? Do you believe he can deliver you? Do you believe it? That's the problem. Do you believe? You got to believe it. 1 John 3:22 say, and whatsoever he asks, receive of him, because he keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Are we doing the things that is pleasing in his sight? Huh? Are we doing the things he asks us to do? Are we doing what he told us to do? Remember, we all have things to do for Jesus. He done told us. He had a job to do. He had things to do for his father. Huh? Because he told his father, not my will, but your will be done. So we got to tell him, not our will, but Lord, we want to do what you asked us to do. We want to do what you told us to do. So we got to be obedient, do what he told us to do. Because he have asked us to do, we all are here for a purpose. We all is here to follow Jesus. We all are here to be a witness. We all are here to tell somebody about him. And we look at John 8:29. He's saying, and he that sent me is with me. The Father not left me alone, for I do always those things that pleasing to him. Is we doing what's pleasing to him in his sight? Huh? Or are we picking up our cross and following him? Are we? He's telling us in John 14:13, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name. See, when we're doing walking obedience, we following instructions. We listening and doing what he told us to do. John 14:13 say, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, in his name, in Jesus' name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. See, we have to follow him. He came down 14 generations to show us. He come down 42 generations, excuse me, for to show us how much he loved us. Now, he's showing the love. Now, why can't we follow him? Why can't we do what he told us to do? Why can't we show? We serve a miracle-working God. And we look, believe it, and have faith that he will do what he say he's going to do. If we look back on how the miracles he performed, if we look at Genesis 2:7, huh? And we just look at Genesis 2:7, how a miracle working God. He said in Genesis 2:7, it said, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. To me, that's a miracle. Nobody but Jesus, huh? He separated the day from the night. The power of God to create is beyond our imagination. The God of this Bible, the power of God, he created. God is a God, mighty God of miracles. God is a God of grace, glory. God is a God of all power. He breathed life in the death of the womb of Sarah, dead womb. He breathed life into it. And then she had a son. Look at the power of God, huh? He parted the Red Sea for Moses while he walked on the Red Sea. Come on here. God is a God of all power, huh? God got all power, huh? God is so good. Greater things that we should do. He said it. Jesus conquered death. Huh? The word is the living water. The word can make mountains move. Huh? The word. You can have what you want in the name of Jesus. You can have what this book say we can have. You can go where this book say we can go. Nothing is impossible for you if you do it in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus got all power. He healed the sick. He healed the lame. He healed the blind. He can heal us. All we got to do is believe. Pick up our cross and follow him. And do what he told us to do. Huh? He is the light of the world. All we got to do is follow him. He got all power. Is in his hands. God is so good to us. Huh? I look what David say. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Huh? Then he say in Psalms 8, he say, oh, taste and see. Psalms 34 and 8, he say, oh, taste and see that he is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. We got to get while we trust in him. That's the only way you're going to follow him. You got to trust in him. You got to believe for what he said and follow him. He said in Psalms 34, 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open until they cry. That's why you got to trust him. Huh? Because he conquered death. How you know he conquered death? Huh? Because in Psalms 23, if you go back and read Psalms 23, oh my God, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Huh? He conquered death. So let me tell you something. It's power in the name of Jesus. You don't have to fear, because he said in his word, he'll be with you. All the way, huh? He said he'll never leave you, nor forsaken you. That's what I love about the God I serve. His word will not come back void, huh? When you go and read Psalms, when you read St. John 14, 13, he said, whatever he shall ask in my name, that I will do it, that the Father may be glorified. See, you want to glorify the Father. You want to do what he told you to do, huh? What do you think about when we follow Jesus? He'll say, ooh, look at my daughter, look at my son, walking in obedience, following my word. If you look at John 15 and 7, it says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you. See, we got to live the word, huh? You got to live the word. He said, he shall ask what he will, and it shall be done unto you. That's his word. We got to stand on the word of God. No matter how the boat rock, no matter how it go, no matter how it look in the natural realm, you got to know God's word will stand. No matter what come against you, stand on the word of God. That's what I love about it, huh? Because his word will not come back void, huh? And it said in his word, if you go in the word of God, my hallelujah, Jesus. See, we got to pick up this word. We got to follow Jesus. Huh? John 1 and 3 say, whatsoever he asks, he shall receive. He tell you again, because he keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. You following him, huh? He say, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandments. We got to follow what he said. And we follow his word. And watch how God move in our lives. How he changes things in our lives. Because we are following what he said. If you go to Hebrews 13 and 8. It's Jesus said, he the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's telling us right there, he don't change. He don't change. So that's why we have to follow his word, because he don't change. He loves us. All we have to do is do what he says. And he says in James, he says, he tells if anyone among us is sick, we go to the elder of the church. We got to follow what he said. Huh? And they can say, pray for us. Pray. God is looking for prayer warriors, for us to pray for one another, love one another, follow his commandments. God is good today, and we got to learn to listen what he say. God will hear our prayer.